welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Stewart Library Foundation board member Russ Wagner about their new international travel scholarship program. The Stewart Library Foundation is starting up a very exciting new program for young folks in the Stewart and surrounding area, if you want to introduce what is happening.
Okay, sure. It's the Stewart Library Foundation International Travel Scholarship. It applies to young adults between the ages of 18 and 25. It can be used for world travel. And it is a 10-year program. It's a very generous gift by a couple from the Stewart area that wishes to remain anonymous. But they have earmarked a specific amount of money every year for the next 10 years. And it does not have to be education related. It could be work related. Maybe they want to enhance their artistic skills and go see the Louvre in Paris. Or they could travel to Brazil if they're in the agricultural business. Literally, it's anywhere that they want to go in the world. And it is international, so the donors definitely want this to be outside of the United States. They themselves have traveled to roughly 70 different countries. So that's their interest, is to create a scholarship program to enable young adults in the Stewart Library community, which is not just Stewart, it's Dexter, Menlo, Redfield, kind of the West Central Valley, but we didn't use that name because we assumed everybody would think it was school-related, which it truly is not. But it's part of an effort to build the knowledge for these young people about the varied global cultures, history, economics, societies, and different environments that are available to them throughout the world.
This sounds like quite an opportunity. You know, it's not every day you can just go and travel to a different country or continent, and the foundation is providing this opportunity. How much is the allotted amount for each year?
It's $10,000 a year for the next 10 years. So we feel, depending on where a participant wants to go, it could allow 2 to 3 people a year to travel to a different respective country.
Would you possibly just give it to one person or multiple people, depending on what applicants come in?
We feel that it will be multiple, meaning at least 2, depending on where they want to go. Obviously, some countries are close enough to the United States where travel would be less expensive than, say, you went to, you know, Paris or London or, you know, even Africa. I mean, so it would be cheaper for some places than others. So,
what are the stipulations to take part in this?
Well, we want it. It has to be to their benefit, either from an educational standpoint or work related. There is a few different phases. Phase one, and it's on the website, StewartLibraryFoundation.com. They can fill out the phase one application. Has to be turned in by July 8th. Then it's reviewed by a committee, and then if they're selected to go to phase two, they'll be notified within a couple of weeks. And then they fill out the phase two application, so on and so forth. And then once they're selected, they'll have to put together a budget, an itinerary. They'll have to come in and make a personal presentation to the committee members as to, you know, how they feel this will benefit them, so on and so forth.
And this is basically, you're giving people the chance to have a kind of all expenses paid, or at least to an extent,
yes.
International trip?
Basically all expenses paid.
And this is quite a unique program that the Library Foundation is putting on. Why do you think the donors sought to give this money through the foundation, and why the foundation wants to do this?
Well, I think the foundation is very excited to participate because we just think it's a huge opportunity for young adults to do something on a worldwide level that they probably wouldn't do otherwise. And the individuals that are donating the money quote Mark Twain. And the quote is, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of the people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime. They feel that by going out, traveling to these other states, countries, societies, that it just broadens their view of the world, and it's so diverse. So we're very excited to be able to participate in this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's all the questions I have, in case there's anything else you want to mention.
No, if you have any questions, again, you can go to the website. It's www.stewartlibraryfoundation.com.
Yeah. And speaking of which, you have a new website. Did the foundation always have a website? I can't remember.
No, the website is brand new.
And who put that together?
Mike Tiernan, actually. Huh. And the committee. We gave him the suggestions. Actually, it's a very nice site. And there's more to the Library Foundation than just this one program. So, you know, if you have any interest in volunteering or donating, you can see all of that information on the website.
And again, the URL for that is
www.stewartlibraryfoundation.com.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Stewart Library Foundation board member Russ Wagner about their new International Travel Scholarship Program. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.